Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
So we have, I love these euphemisms. I love the newspeak. Okay, this is what it's called, the Inflation Reduction Act.
Well, did you hear that they already changed the name of that? After that was just bumpkin for the masses to get it passed. Now that it's passed, they're calling it the environmental tax bill. They're not using the word reduction anymore because they've always known it was not going to reduce anything.
Almost $80 billion, $79.6 billion alone just given to the IRS.
Yeah, and then they're going to increase IRS agents, which are going to strangle businesses. Who's going to pay for that? Well, it's going to be the consumers.
Now, Ted Cruz and other people have thrown this number out and said that they're going to hire 87,000 new agents. And that, of course, scares people and, sensationalism. Here's where that number comes from. A year ago, the Treasury Department did a report, and it stated that $78 million in new IRS funding would enable the IRS to hire 87,000 employees by the year 2031. So that's where they got that number. So over a 10-year period with the money that came in, which was actually more than $78 million, $79, almost $80 million, that would enable them to hire 87,000 employees. Now,
so can we hope it won't be till 2031 when they try to implement this garbage?
Well, it would be over a period of time. So here's what happens. People retire or they lose their jobs or whatever, and then they have to be replaced. And so they wouldn't just be all of a sudden 87,000 new employees. This would be spread out over time, and they would replace people or add new positions, and they would not all be IRS agents. They'd be clerical workers, all kinds of things. So just to be real, because this is fair and balanced reporting. Wait, no, that's a different station. It wouldn't be 87,000 new agents already armed and on the scene. That's the way the sensational stuff was spun. But 87,000 people is still a lot. Do they need that many people to count the money that isn't there?
But you know what? And I'll give this as advice to my audience. If you want a surefire way of not getting audited by the IRS, go apply for a job with the IRS. They probably won't come after you.
That's a great plan.
If you want free health care, leave the country and then sneak back in. Yeah. Tell people you're here illegally. Yeah. Free health care, free college.
You've always got a plan. So here's the deal. A little math. $80 billion over a 10-year period is $8 billion a year. The current budget for the IRS is $12.6 billion. So that's an increase of two-thirds. That's more troubling to me than the scare tactics if there's going to be 87,000 armed agents roaming the streets looking through your trash. It's more than ridiculous spending, which is part of this administration. Just spend money and print more when you run out. So
But it reduced inflation in the title until the bill passed and they felt the freedom to title it what it really was.
I guess.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.